Invisibility via plasmonics. Not to be outdone, yet another group announced in mid-2007 that they have created a metamaterial that bends visible light using an entirely different technology called plasmonics. Physicists Henri Lazzac, Jennifer Dion, and Harry Atwater at the California Institute of Technology announced that they had created a metamaterial that had a negative index for the more difficult blue-green region of the visible spectrum of light. The goal of plasmonics is to squeeze light so that one can manipulate objects at the nanoscale, especially on the surface of metals. The reason metals conduct electricity is that electrons are loosely bound to metal atoms, so they can freely move along the surface of the metal lattice. The electricity flowing in the wires in your home represents the smooth flow of these loosely bound electrons on the metal surface. But under certain conditions, when a light beam collides with the metal surface, the electrons can vibrate in unison with the original light beam, creating wave-like motions of the electrons on the metal surface, called plasmons, and these wave-like motions beat in unison with the original light beam. More important, one can squeeze these plasmons so that they have the same frequency as the original beam, and hence carry the same information, but have a much smaller wavelength. In principle, one might then cram these squeezed waves onto nanowires. As with photonic crystals, the ultimate goal of plasmonics is to create computer chips that compute using light rather than electricity. The Caltech group built their metamaterial out of two layers of silver, with a silicon nitrogen insulator in between, with a thickness of only 50 nanometers, which acted as a wave guide that could shepherd the direction of the plasmonic waves. Laser light enters and exits the apparatus via two slits carved into the metamaterial. By analyzing the angles at which the laser light is bent as it passes through the metamaterial, one can then verify that the light is being bent via a negative index.